Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara with Beis tells us that by Shlomim we have a special din. Every korbanos are eaten a day and a night, while Shlomim are eaten 2 days and one night. But even though you eat Shlomim 2 days and one night, you don't burn it in the second night. You have to burn it only on the third morning. So it comes out that there is some kind of a limbo time in between the second day and the third morning, that it's not a time of Sreifa, but not a time of Achil. So much so, the Gemara brings early in the Amud, there's a machlekes of Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the status of that night? Does it become, there's one Chayav Miso for eating then? And is there Pigul eating then? Because it's something in between. What's the Avono behind this idea of Shlomim? That Shlomim has a din of eating 2 days and one night, but then the second night is something which is not yet the time of Sreifo, but also not the time of Achilo. So maybe one can suggest as follows. The Chasam Sefer in Parshas Vayetze has brought down the Hakdomo to Meseches Chulin Madur Basro. The Chasam Sefer there brings the following. Gemara says in Chulin Tape Gimel that usually we have the night comes before the day. Maisa Bereshis, first night, then day. All our Mahanagis, or that the day starts at the night. But by Kachim, Halayla Oilech Achar Ayoim. The din is by Kachim, the night comes after the day. What's Pshat in that? Why would the night come after the day by Kachim? So the Chasam Sefer says, Dover Omok, he says like this. What's the idea of night and day? Night is considered to be not the desired time. While the day is the desired time, the time you have light, the time things are shining. He says, for most people, this world is doim lelailo, and olam haba is doim leyoim. This world is a time of avoido, when this yoin is, when it's a difficult time. You come to olam haba, that's when you get the schar, that's when you get the reward. So we start with the night and end with the day. We start with olam haza and end with olam haba. But kachim is connected to tzaddikim. But the tzaddikim, they have more pleasure in doing mitzvahs in the time of avoido, more than the time of Schar. So for them, the Olam Hazeh is the day, and Olam Haba is the night. Kachim is connected to Tzadikim, so the night comes after the day. Now the Chasam Sefer on his own, it's a little hard to understand. According to for the Tzadikim, the Olam Haba is night. The Olam Haba is not the desired place to go to. And after what we learned, Tzadikim ein lemenucha loy b'olam hazav loy b'olam haba. Hadra b'olam haba is a time that you continue on. But maybe oim mikdivre Chasam Sefer, or maybe a little different explanation, but al dech Chasam Sefer, is the idea that the night really has two meanings to it, and this is what the Pachad Yitzchok and Ma'amori Pachad Yitzchok Pesach Ma'amor Lamed Beis brings. Night, in one hand, is a time of darkness, time of chasecho, time when things don't light. It's not a good time. But mitzad sheni, the lailo can be a very, very special time. The time where you don't have the world and the distractions of the world. You have the gilui of or hagonus, of light which is a hidden light. We know ein adam loymed rov terosso ela balailo, Torah is coming in the night. When you have a time where the world is not here, when you have a little bit of time of disconnect from the world, then you can get to such higher places in the Avodas Hashem and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're busy with Inyone HaOlam Hazeh, so you're busy with what's in front of you. But when you get tonight, you come into a place which is beyond the world. You can reach a much higher place. And after that, the Chasam Sefer has come to tell you. Chasam Sefer is saying, for tzaddikim, the Olam Hazeh is light. It's kvaldik. You have avoido, toiru, mitzis. The night is Olam Haba. When you get to Olam Haba, it's dark, which means you get to a higher place. A place where you get to a oragonus, and an area which is something which you don't see the world, but you continue on to grow. Meaning the night is a positive thing. Mashayin kid, for most people, the night is negative. Is this world which is negative? And the Olam Haba is light, and that's all we have. So I'll call upon him, if we take this concept, so we could say like this, when the night comes before the day, that's how you look at it from Pchinas Olam Hazeh. If I'm Olam Hazeh Tikid, so then this world is night and destruction, and we come to the time of light of Geula. But when it's a more Oymigdik thing, that's the way you look at it from Kachin perspective. From Kachin perspective, now it's day, which is Gevaldik, Toiru, Mitzvah, Maisi Toivim, and then we get to a higher place of night, which is the Pchinas Olam Hazeh. Now the oimek of shlomim, what's the oimek of the concept of shlomim? So many svarim speak about it. The idea of shlomim is that we connect our needs and, so to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu's needs. That's why a goy cannot bring korban shlomim, because he doesn't understand that chibur, that connection that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can have also taking care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs, also our spiritual needs, and also our physical needs. That a physical and spiritual can connect to one. Because shlomim, this part that goes on the Mizbeach and part goes to the Adam. So you have both, the spiritual and the physical. So Ef Shaloimar, so you made that shad and shlomim you eat 2 days in one night. You have a day that comes after the night, and you have a day coming before the night. You have the two p'chinas, the more physical idea, the night comes first, then the day, and the more spiritual idea, that the day comes first, then there comes the night. You have both in shlomim, because shlomim is a combination of both. And Keynes is brought down to Bis Yaakov, in Parshas Vayikra Oyusumem, that he says that shlomim nechol nishnei yomim, because you have here the taste of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You have 2 days, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. But we can add to that that the night in between is a reference of how do you look at the night, an olam hazadik night or olam habodik night, night after the day and night before the day. And if kaini medvarim, this is true, so you mean it's gevaldik, right? The night after the second day is something in between, because the night after the second day is not part. It's not that we have 2 days and two nights. We have 2 days and a night in between. The next night is not part of the mahalach. It's something in limbo. Before you continue on to the next day where you get to the time of Sreifa, I have something which is not part of the carpet, but you didn't get yet to the time of Sreifa. In order to come and emphasize that Shlomim is 2 days and a night, and not the night after, so the night after you still didn't reach the next stage. The next stage comes the next day. The really, because to come and put together that Shlomim is 2 days and a night only. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomar Shova Shirim, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.